I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Faced with a dire shortage of hospital beds, health officials in California announced Saturday the vast region of Southern California and a huge swath of the Central Valley will be placed under sweeping new lockdowns in an urgent attempt to slow the rapid rise of coronavirus cases. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The California Department of Public Health says intensive care unit capacity has fallen below a 15% threshold in Southern California and a large swath of the Central Valley. That triggers new measures, which include strict closures for businesses and new controls on other activities. They will take effect Sunday evening and remain in place for at least 3 weeks, meaning the lockdown will cover the Christmas holiday. Together, the two regions are home to more than half of California's population. Some regions have opted to impose the restrictions even before the mandate kicks in, including 5 San Francisco Bay Area counties, where the measures also take effect Sunday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot in 70 clinics on Saturday, marking Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
It marks Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease, the city's coronavirus task force said. No final trials have yet to be completed, the Sputnik V or a second vaccine. And scientists have raised concerns about the speed at which Russia has worked, giving the regulatory go-ahead for its vaccines and launching mass vaccinations before safety and efficacy have been fully tested. The task force said the Russian-made vaccine would be made available to doctors and other medical workers, teachers and social workers, because they ran the highest risk of exposure to the disease.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the streets of Paris Saturday as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back tear gas. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A standoff on the streets of Paris as dozens of hooded protesters hurled projectiles at riot police, smashed up shop windows, torched cars and burned barricades during a demonstration against police brutality. Police fired back volleys of tear gas. Thousands had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to scrap a draft security law they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. A backlash against the law was intensified by the beating of a black man, music producer Michel Zecler, by several police officers. The incident was captured on CCTV and mobile phone footage that went viral and headed news bulletins.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched across the Armenian capital, Yerevan, on Saturday to push for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan over his handling of the conflict with Azerbaijan in Nagorno-Karabakh. More than 20,000 protesters rallied in Yerevan on Saturday, chanting "Nikol, you traitor," and "Nikol, go away," then marched to the Prime Minister's official residence. Armenia's opposition parties warned Pashinyan there would be civil disobedience across the country if he does not resign by noon on Tuesday. He has refused to step down, defending a peace agreement as a painful but necessary move that prevented Azerbaijan from overrunning the entire Nagorno-Karabakh region. In 44 days of fighting that began September 27th, Azerbaijani troops routed the Armenians, forcing Armenia to accept a November 10th peace deal that saw the return to Azerbaijan of a significant part of the separatist region. A capsule containing material from an asteroid has parachuted back to Earth in South Australia after more than a year investigating the interstellar object. The capsule detached from the Hayabusa 2 spacecraft and was picked up by cameras as a dazzling fireball streaking across the Australian sky. The Hayabusa 2 blasted off in December of 2014 for the asteroid Ryugu in a pioneering mission to take samples that scientists hope will help reveal how life on Earth began. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd,